We start today B'Metziah Perek Beis Mishnah Tes. So this Mishnah sort of jumps around to a few different topics, but the opening topic is dealing with when do you call something lost? The pasuk says, "Lo siras shor achicha o aseo nidachem v'salam tamehem." You shouldn't see your friends, your brothers, I should say, his cow or his sheep nidachim, which is like wandering about lost, and hide from them. Hashav tashivim l'achicha. You have to return to your brother. The question is, at what point is something considered to be lost? So when talking about animals, their owners allow them to walk a little bit beyond where they would want them to walk before they chase to get them. So that's the first part of the Mishnah here. It says, Ezo hi aveda. When is something considered lost? So matzah chamor or para, if you find your friend's donkey or his cow, roan bederach. It's grazing on the side of the road. Don't think of road as a freeway, think of road as like a bike path or something. You know, in other words, it's where the Bialim wouldn't want their animal to be because not much good grazing over there. But still, it's normal for the Bialim to not chase after an animal just because it's gone a little bit off the way. But let it be. It can't be chasing every 2 seconds. So therefore, Ainzo Aveda, that's not considered an Aveda. It's not a lost object. It's just an animal that's gone a little bit off the way. The Bialim can get it whenever they want to get it. However, if you've seen the animal, for example, a chamor, a donkey, the kelev hafuchin, and it's, you know, it's saddle bag and someone is like gone backwards, that's obviously the thing's been, it's a mess. And that's always indicative that the Bialim have no idea what's happened to this animal, or they would have taken care of it. Or para, or you see a cow, ratza ben hakramim, and it's running through a vineyard. So there, but that's dangerous for the cow. The cow can get hurt, you know, scratch his legs and so on. So obviously the Bialim have no idea, the owner have no idea what's going on with this cow. So that you can assume is lost, and you have a mitzvah to return it. Fine. Like, new paragraph, kilo new Mishnah. Anyways, the question now in the Mishnah is, let's say you did return it and then it got away again, and every day you see the same silly cow getting back where it shouldn't be. How often do you have to return it? So the Mishnah says, Hechazira uvarcha, if you return the animal and it got away again. Hechazira uvarcha, and then you return it the next day or the next time and it got away again. Afilu arba v'chamisha pamim, even if it happens 4 or 5 times, really even if it happens 100 times, still chayv l'hachzira, you still have to return it as many times as it gets away. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, hashev tashivim. Now it's a double lashon, it means like return it, you shall return it, return them. So the extra hashev, return it, tells you that however many times it needs to be returned, you have to return. Fine, separate mitzvah from the Torah. Now the third part of the Mishnah, it's like another din altogether, a new paragraph. The question here is about financial compensation for doing Hashavas Aveda. Now the rule of thumb is that all the mitzvahs in the Torah, a person is not allowed to charge. If you're talking about Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, when you're doing someone a service, like returning a lost object, let's say, or helping them, whatever it is, you know, from falling on a stumbling block, whatever the story is. So all these things, you're not allowed to charge them for providing them with this mitzvah service. Okay, there'll be one exception perhaps, which we'll get to very shortly, which is Taina, loading an animal up, but we'll get there in a moment. Meanwhile, when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, you're not allowed to charge the guy to return his object. So that's baseline. Now, the question is, what happens? So okay, now step two. If a person is working and there'll be an opportunity cost, meaning let's say he gets, you know, $10 an hour, and now he's gonna have to stop what he's doing to go return his friend's lost object, it's gonna cost him the $10 for the hour to return the object. He doesn't need to get involved. Once a person is doing he's gonna incur direct loss, he's working now, it'll cost him to return his friend's object, he's putter. Even if the object is worth a lot and the work is worth a little, it doesn't matter. The rule is a person's exempt from incurring himself a cost of any amount once he's working. So the mitzvah is pushed off him. It's based on a pasuk that says, "Efes ki lo yebecha evyon," parshas Re'eh, like lest you have any poor people amongst you. Make sure you don't have poor people amongst you. So the Torah is telling you, make sure you don't get poor. So you can't be involved till your own work. You have a job to do. You do it, and that's that.
My thinking is though that you should always be involved in one of two things: either working or doing a mitzvah. And the working, anyway, is only a mitzvah. You're doing it once on a show. Technically,
now we're talking now a direct financial loss. I was like, it's going to cost me money. Cost me money. If I have to take off work and therefore get less pay, then I'm exempt from doing it. Now, you could opt to do it, but you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it at all, regardless of the amount. deed. But people aren't employed all the time. They're not employed all the time, you know. But if a person's working, he doesn't have to stop working to go do this mitzvah.
Unemployed, what's he doing?
I don't know. He's going shopping.
But it all goes
he's
back
going to shul.
Hashem, because he's doing it all because it's all about mitzvah.
Okay, but the point is, true, but the bottom line is, do I need to incur a direct loss and take on less money this week because I want to help you with the loss
laundry? Sorry, I was going to loss route. I was going the other route. Involved in a mitzvah, so
this is a mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. Okay, we're not discussing that at all. That is such a din like that, by the way. There is such a din, like, of course, like that. But, and that, there is such a din. If you're Oslip mitzvah, if you talk Oslip mitzvah, you can patam from the second mitzvah.
So you technically say you always are, because you always are.
If you are, then lucky
that means
you.
That's where you're.
If you, okay, I should point out, the patur of Oslip mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah only is where, bapashas, where, a bit of machlokas, but bottom line, if you
the direct.
We saw this in Sukkah, we discussed this in Sukkah if you remember. But the bottom line is lahalacha, it's only if you cannot do both. In other words, that was in Sukkah, if you remember, it said like you're going to bring tzedakah money, you're pater from sleeping in a Sukkah. So it came out, it wasn't a sheet like that, but it comes out lahalacha. It's true that if like you're in a rush and you have no choice but to do that, you're doing this mitzvah and that means you can't sleep in a sukkah, you're patur from the sukkah taka or any mitzvah. But if you could do both, you should do both. So if on your way to shul to daven, you're doing a mitzvah and you see someone's lost daven, actually you can put it in your pocket and save it till later and do it when you can or whatever the story is. Okay, but here we're talking about incurring financial loss. The rule is you need not incur any financial loss to help a person with this lost object. So, but you could if you want to. Now, if you opt to do so, you cannot, this is what the Mishnah is going to say, you cannot charge him the full amount that you lost necessarily. In other words, you work for $10 an hour and you're a bricklayer. So you took an hour off to get the guy's wallet back to him, so you've lost $10 worth of bricklaying time and you have $10 less at the end of the week from your paycheck. You cannot tell the guy, you owe me a full $10. The reason why is because a guy laying bricks would be happy to take some amount of less money. And instead of having this heavy-duty labor of bricklaying, he could instead walk someone's cow back to his house or wallet back to his house, which is much less. So all that the bricklayer can charge for is how much he would have been prepared to receive to work at a much less labor-intensive job, equivalent to just returning the lost object. How they'll figure that out, the mathematics of it, that's what the base will have to decide. But the point is, that's the principle. So here the Mishnah says, Hayabatal Mesela, if this, we'll call him a bricklayer. Bricklayer lost his seller's worth of payments, $10. Lo yomar lo, he, the bricklayer, cannot say to the person whose wallet he returned, Tenli Sela, give me my whole $10 for that hour that I lost work of bricklaying in order to get you back your wallet. Elenos no scharo kafol batel. All that the loser of the wallet has to pay him is how much this guy would have been prepared to take to work in a less laborious work of how much sweating it is to return a lost object as opposed to laying bricks. That, by the way, when you look at it back in the Mishnah, you're going to see Kapol Batel sounds like an unemployed person. That's not the din. I'm just speaking out. It's how I explained it. Just don't misread the Mishnah. Im yesh sham beis din. Now, if there's a beis din and the guy says, listen, I forget bricklayer. I'm a lawyer and I charge $500 an hour. And I'm just not prepared to forgo, you know, it's true my labor is intensive and blah, 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 but I'm not prepared to forgo my massive income to recover this guy's object. Meanwhile, it's his, you know, I see a bunch of people stealing his Lamborghini, and it's my $500, but it's his $500,000. So what I'm allowed to do is mastam b'fnei beis, and I can tell I have a beis in handy, meaning three guys, I can tell them, listen, I'm not prepared to forgo one penny my $500 an hour. I see that my friend is going to lose a Lamborghini. I'm telling you guys right now, if you agree, and everyone's put a notice ahead of time, I'll go and save his Lamborghini, but I'm expecting my full $500 an hour for my income, and nothing less than that. He can make such a tenai, in which case it's good, then he can demand the full $500 from the Lamborghini owner when he returns his object. Im ein sham basin, but if there's no one around, he hasn't got a basin of three guys to make such a tenai. Bifnei mi yasne, before whom could he make such a condition? He can't, and therefore shlo kodem, he has the prerogative to say, forget it. Sorry to see your Lamborghini go, but I'm losing $500 an hour. Have a nice day. He has that prerogative. Okay? And that's the din. The halach is like that.
So, even more so, if the guy made a giant money, and his job is much easier.